Father in heaven, we're so thankful for this church and all the people here. We're thankful for every participant today and the blessing we've already received. And Lord, I do not want to be responsible for letting you down. So I publicly proclaim my need of the Spirit and give you permission to speak through me so that we see and hear Jesus and Him only. So guide and direct, and thank you for this sermon, Lord. May it be delivered now according to your will, and our hearts and minds be touched and stirred so that we will leave changed and decisive in what we should do. Kick Satan out if he's here, but this morning we ask you not to let him in. And so have your will and way in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Children, do you know who these men are? Do you know, children? You recognize any of them? Who are they? I think Hadassah said it, but I can't hear. Mike? Pastors? The apostles! Let's see if he's right. James, John, Andrew, Peter, Philip, Bartholomew, Thomas, Matthew, James the Lesser, Thaddeus, Simon, Judas. Was Michael right? Yeah, he was right. The apostles. Is that what you said, Hadassah? You said the apostles. I thought you said that. That's right. These are the apostles. These are the 12 apostles. And today, I have one question for us. And here is the question. Are you an apostle? Yes or no? I want you to think about that. And then take your Bibles, if you would, and turn to Mark, where we'll find the answer to this question. Mark 3, verse 13. Of course, this is where Hadassah read her scripture. By the way, you're going to be a preacher, Hadassah. You did a really good job. And let me just go over them with you again. These two verses, they're incredible. Please notice this. Early on in Jesus' ministry, look what took place here on this mountainside. Do you have Mark, the third chapter? Children, did you open your Bibles? I want you to open your Bibles to Mark chapter 3, and we'll start with verse 13. Here we go. And he, Jesus, went up on the mountain and called to him those he wanted. And they came to him. And when he appointed 12 that they might be with him, and they might be, he might send them out to preach. All right, I want you to notice four things from this very simple scripture text. The first one is this. He called them. Do you clearly see that? It says he called them to come to him. He picked them out. And by the way, we get a little technical. We like to study our Bible. You all know that he didn't pick Judas. Okay? But he called him to him because Judas picked him. The others he picked himself. And they came to him. Now, I want you to look at Matthew, the 11th chapter. Matthew, the 11th chapter. And let's look at verse 28. You should know that verse. It should immediately come to your mind. A very famous verse. Look what Jesus said in Matthew, the 11th chapter. Do you have Matthew 11? Notice you need your Bibles. I want you to turn there, and here's what Jesus said. come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. My friends, Jesus said, come unto me all who are burdened and heavy laden. We discover from this verse and others that exist, guess what? He, come on, called you. Just like He called the early disciples, He also has called us. He says, come unto me, all. And so the invitation is there, just like it was when He picked the 12. But notice what else He did. The second thing He did was He what? Ordained them. All right, let's go to John the 15th chapter. Let me startle you here with this. John the 15th chapter, verse 16. Jesus is speaking to His disciples, and look what He said. You got it? All right. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, He may give you. You did not choose me, I chose you. I don't know if you understand that, but that means that He has ordained you. In fact, here's what's interesting in the Greek. In my version, it says, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you. By the way, that's the word for ordained. You got a King James? That's what it says, doesn't it? Ordained. Folks, you've been ordained. You've been ordained by God because He chose you. He chose you and you came to Him. He ordained you. And by the way, if you wonder, how can that possibly be? Didn't Peter say, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord, and you will receive what? The Holy Spirit. That's your ordination. That's right. So He called His disciples. He called you. He ordained His disciples. He ordained you. That's why Peter said that we're a holy nation, a royal priesthood. A royal priesthood. Everyone is a priest. Because we didn't choose Him. He chose us and He ordained us. But there's one other thing He did. Notice what else He did. He what? Trained or spent time with them. Listen, this needs to be noted very, very carefully. In Mark 3, I want you to see this and carry it with you. You'll find it three times in the book of Revelation. Believe it or not. Three times. Notice what it says. And I hope this captivates you as much as it does me. He said, He went up on the mountain and called to Him those He Himself wanted. And they came to Him, and then He appointed 12, there's the word ordained, that He might be what? You didn't turn back to it, did you? Shame on you. That He might be with them. with them. How many of you want to be with Jesus? Yes, I do. And notice that the reason He called them, ordained them, was to spend time with them. In other words, in that spending of time, He was training them. Now, don't you think that Jesus, the Creator of the universe, could have been anywhere doing whatever He wanted at any time, but who did He want to be with? He wanted to be with them. You'll find that three times in the book of Revelation. With them, with them, with them, talking about us. In a time of crisis, Jesus is with them. He's spending time with them. And in the process, they're being trained. So guess what that means, folks? He has not only called us, He has not only ordained us, but He has spent time with us, desiring to spend time with us in order to train us. And then we get to the punchline. I'm almost done, but not really. What did He do to them? He sent them out. He sent them out. Turn to Matthew 28, verse 19. Now, He loved being with them, but the purpose wasn't only for them to feel good and have kudos. It was so then they could go out and help other people to be brought to Him. And then they're to rest a while and get their kudos and go back at it again. And so what do we find in Matthew 28? And notice what it says. Go, therefore, and make disciples of what? All nations. By the way, if anybody in here has any kind of prejudice, you may be potentially keeping yourself out of heaven, because it's a very mixed location when we get there. All nations. Everybody's a child of God. There is no exceptions. I say praise the Lord. Otherwise, greasy Italians wouldn't be there. God is good. All the time. And it says go. And that's a command, by the way. You know, you're not here just to feed yourself and sit around. You're here for a reason. That when it's done, to go. And you are to teach all nations. You are to make disciples. And you are to baptize them. And then you're to teach them some more. That's what you're supposed to do. And so guess what? You don't want to say this one, do you? He sends you. He sends you. Not to be a pew sitter. But when you're done, to do something for His kingdom. And so we see He called the 12 together for a specific reason. He chose them. They came to Him. He ordained them. And then He spent time with them. And in the process, training them and then sending them out. So, folks, here's the hook. Are you ready? Not many of you are ready. I want to show you. Oh, yeah, you got to answer the question. Are you an apostle now? Are you an apostle? I like my answer better. Absolutely. Yes. We're absolutely apostles. You may not have known that, but you're an apostle just like Peter, just like John, just like James, just like the original 12. And so therefore, here is a beautiful cover. You'll find it in an insert in your bulletin, right? Take a look in your bulletin. You'll find an insert. And this is lesson number one of the Unsealing Daniel's Mysteries, done by Mark Finley. And it looks like this on the inside. Here's one of the pages. Beautiful, colored. And it It's a series, 12 lessons that take you through the entire book of Daniel. Chapter 1, lesson 1. Chapter 2, lesson 2. Chapter 3, on up to 12. Isn't that cool? Boy, wouldn't you like to take those lessons? Wouldn't you like to take those lessons? That's much better. Well, I want you to know in September you have a chance. Take a look at the calendar. By the way, and your insert in your bulletin, I better show it to you. I do have it here. Take a look at the back side. The back side, but I'm going to do it more flashy for you. Are you ready? Lesson number 1 will be on September 9th. Lesson 2 on the 10th. Lesson 3 on the 12th. Lesson 4 on the 13th. Lesson 5 on the 16th. Lesson 6 on the 17th. Lesson 7 on 19th. Lesson 8 on 20th. Lesson 9 on the 23rd. Lesson 10 on the 24th. Lesson 10 on the 26th. 11 and 12 on the 27th. You completed all of the 12 lessons and the whole book of Daniel. But guess what? I need teachers. And if you want to be a teacher of these lessons, then I'm going to teach you in July, starting in 2 weeks, on the 24th Wednesday, during prayer meeting, for those who want to be a teacher of these lessons, we're doing lesson number 1. On the 27th afternoon Sabbath, we're doing lesson number 2. And on the 31st of July, we're doing lesson number 3. And then on the 3rd, we're doing lesson 4, the 7th, number 5, the 10th, number 6, the 14th, number 7. Are you getting the point? If you want to be a leader, and here's why. The church elders and the church board has approved doing evangelism using those lessons and doing it at 12 members' houses. I need 12 members to sign up their house for these Bible studies. And then we're inviting the entire church to bring a friend and come to one of the houses to do these lessons. Isn't that exciting? Come on, somebody get excited. How much easier can we make it for you? You're asking a friend to come, not a stranger. We're asking for 12 houses. We have a sign-up sheet in the narthex for anyone willing to open your home. And notice, that does not mean you have to teach. We'll provide the teacher. We just need the location. And I'll be training the teachers through July and through August so that when we start on the 9th of September, we're ready to go. Sound like a good idea? Come on. Let me give a sideline. I'm trying to calm myself a little bit because some of you seemed a little hesitant, okay? When recently the History Channel did the Bible series, it was one of the most watched programs the History Channel ever did. Friends, people are dying to know the Bible. Do you understand that? If we provide these locations throughout the city at your house and we provide a leader who has been trained in these lessons, we can bring people and they can hear it. They can know what the Bible says. And not only that, when this is over, by the way, we've got Pastor Brackett coming here to do a cooking school, then a 5-part series on origin from the book of Genesis, and then I'm going to follow it with a chapter study once a week on the book of Revelation. People want to know. We've got to open our houses. We felt we could do it here. We even have the money to send out brochures to the community, but it never has the impact at a personal setting, in a personal house, you inviting a friend, than bringing them to a strange church. I want you to pray about this. I want you to pray if God is telling you to to open your house to sign up on the sheet out there. If God is telling you to be one of the teachers, then you mark that you're going to be here on July. Whoops, I went the wrong way. On July 24th. And prayer meeting will go on. But those who want to study and be teachers, I will do the training. And notice, as you did see, that it works out perfect, that we end up right at the end of August. So pray, folks. Let's get this word out. The History Channel put its garbage out. Let's put our good stuff out. Okay? Now, one other thing. You're going to like this. 24-hour prayer vigil, Friday, September 6th to September 7th. We will start at 7:01 p.m. and we will end on Sabbath at 7:01 p.m. when the sun sets that Sabbath. We're going to have a 24-hour prayer session, and I'm going to talk again to the elders. We'll either do it in hour segments or we'll do 2-hour segments. But I had an idea. What if we did 2-hour segments at every home that signed up to do the lessons? How cool would that be? So that means like 4, 5, 6, 7 people may drive up to your home at 2:00 in the morning. And they're going to go inside and pray till 4, and then they're going to go home to bed. While another group shows up somewhere else from 4 to 6 in the morning. I haven't finalized this yet, but we are going to do a 24-hour prayer vigil. However we're going to do it, we're going to do it. And then on the 9th, we're going to start. We're going to get this message out so that people can know that God is alive and well and has for the people on earth a message that brings comfort and hope and understanding. So brothers and sisters, pray and then work. Let's join together. And by the way, why did we do this? I think you'll like the logic here. Look what we did. Prayer meetings on Wednesday night for another church. Other churches go to church on Saturday night. And then, of course, on Sunday they go to church, and some of them go to Vespers on Sunday night. So let's not interfere with their schedule, right? So we'll do Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and repeat it 3 weeks, cover all 12 chapters. May God bless you as you ponder this challenge and rise to the occasion that we can get this message out. Father in heaven, I pray that you bless each and every person here to know that they're here for a reason today. That however they can play a part, Lord, they would do it because you're coming soon and there are people dying to know, but they don't know where to go. So please bless what we think you told us to do. And please bring the people so that they can be recreated, Lord. New creatures like you once did to all of us long ago. So bless to this end and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
You have been listening to another special American Christian Ministries presentation. International copyright, all rights reserved. To order a copy of this or other presentations, or for a free catalog, please call toll-free 800-233-4450. International calls dial 717-652-7000. You may also order from our secure website at www.AmericanChristianMinistry.org. There you will discover the largest selection of authentic Adventist preaching available. You can trust ACM. There's no compromise here. If American Christian Ministries has been a blessing to you, why not take a moment just now and send us a note or an email with your testimony? We'll share it with the speakers and volunteer workers to encourage you. Your prayers and contingent financial support are very important to ensure the continuation of this ministry as we help prepare America and the world to meet Jesus Christ. He is coming soon.